From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, 30 young men are set to benefit from an integration apprenticeship program which involves training in the loading and unloading of ships.
It is okay to invest in inner city youth. We have seen hundreds of youth who have benefited from CSJP support, who have excelled and are continuing to rise to prominence both nationally and internationally. It was that opportunity or that investment that the CSJP gave to and in case of investment in these youth that made the world of a difference.
CSJP program manager Simeon Robinson says the investment has allowed youth from August Town, Waterhouse, Mountain View, Norwood, Canterbury, among other communities, to walk the halls of offices such as the Governor General of Jamaica, the British High Commission, and the Jamaica Defense Force, instead of being engaged in an illegal and socially unacceptable enterprise. The 30 young men from Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP participating communities will receive training in stevedoring over the next 6 months thanks to a Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the Ministry of National Security and the Shipping Association of Jamaica SAJ. Stevedoring, which involves moving goods on and off ships, is a fast-growing, demand-driven skill set in the maritime and logistics industry. Under the MOU, the young men will be engaged in 5 weeks of classroom training and a minimum of 6 months of apprenticeship training, renewable up to 3 years based on their performance. 21-year-old Akeem Gray, one of the beneficiaries of the program, says his training in multipurpose rating at the Caribbean Maritime Institute has prepared him for the internship.
Jamaica is much. I can't get that from it. It's just you have to know what you want. You have to choose the right road. If you just hold your head up high and just stay out of trouble, stay up a bad company.
Anthony Lamy, a resident of Highlight View, Papine, St. Andrews, says he feels honored to be included in the first cohort of interns.
I feel as this program have opened a gateway to my future. Well, I'm very overwhelmed for being one of the first 30 persons selected on the program. And I wish to share my experiences to many after I've completed the program.
And 27-year-old Alex Burnett says being affiliated with the CSJP has transformed his life.
Opportunity, I take it. Anyway, leave me grateful for it. This opportunity has made us see our true potential. It will be a memorable one for myself and my fellow teammates.
President of the Shipping Association of Jamaica, Kim Clark, says while the training will not be easy, it will shape the participants' lives for the better.
We look forward to continuing to work in concert with the Citizen Security and Justice Program and the Ministry of National Security to develop and deliver training programs which are not only aligned with the requirements of our industry, but also support the creation of employment, help to reduce crime and violence, and enhance Jamaica's economic development.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says such training initiatives are integral to the government's crime-fighting measures and strategies and provide a platform for employment for the participants.
When we look at what is happening this year, we unfortunately have had a slippage in terms of the murder rate, but the increases are coming from parishes where there is little or no CSJP intervention. The parishes that have the concentration of CSJP communities, we have actually not seen an increase in either murder or other serious and violent crimes.
The CSJP is able to implement programs such as these through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.